the broken record, but with the slow starts on offense, how much do you think is scheme? How much do you think is execution? I know it's probably a combination, but where is the...
I don't think it's so much scheme. We called same plays in the second half as called in the first. You know, a lot of those shots called exactly the same way. I think we've executed better in the second half, obviously. I think, you know, you look at the first drive, you know, we got the ball. We got a couple first downs. We had positive plays. We were moving the ball very well. And then we had the 15-yard penalty. And that derailed that drive. And if you look on offense, we had three penalties. All three of them derailed drives. You know, we had scored a touchdown, got a stop on defense, had a lot of momentum, got a good punt return out of Logan, had the ball around midfield, got a positive play on the first one to get called for a holding penalty, and, you know, first and 20 was not something we overcame in this game. You know, so I think, you know, and you look at saying, you know, execution, whatever, I thought we were executing well at the beginning of that game. And then the penalty derailed us. We had too many third and longs in the game, and they were first and second half. You know, we had the last couple of weeks when we had won, we had been very good on third down, very good in the red zone. We were good in the red zone in this game, but we were poor on third down, mainly because there were, I think, half of our attempts were more than 10 yards, and that's not a very good recipe to convert third downs.
This goes back to last year, to a year and a half almost of this kind of bizarre first and second half dichotomy. Is it something about being a primarily a passing offense that plays into that, or there seems like there must be something deeper going on?
No, I don't think so at all. You know, I mean, we're going to try our very best in the first half and in the second half. I think it's just worked out that way. The week before at Jacksonville, we scored 21 in the first half. We're very efficient in the first half. You know, I think when you do that, you don't hear talk like this. I think what is significant here is that we have battled back. We haven't had those games that just completely slipped away. And, you know, you had a 10-point deficit at the half and then saw it, you know, finish in a 31-point loss or something like that. I think that we have, you know, battled back. And I think that rather than getting credit for that, you know, I think it just emphasizes what we failed to do in the first half. You know, again, we're still trying every bit as hard. We're still running the same things there, but we haven't executed as well.
Coach, how much does a lack of explosive running play, you know, sometimes hurt the offense? You haven't had a run for 20 yards or more this entire season.
Yeah, I mean, however you get them, you get them. I mean, as far as yards go, and I think we had 5 explosive passes in this game. So getting the chunks, you know, however you're getting them is just sort of irrelevant. But the efficiency of the run game is important. And, you know, when we've been successful this year, we've been very efficient in our run game. You know, we got 23 first downs in this game. We only had 61 plays of offense. So we moved the ball at times, particularly on some play-action passes, made some pretty big chunks. And if that's happening, you know, whether you're getting it on the run part of the play action or the pass part of the play action, you know, as long as you can threaten both of them. I think in the second half, I mentioned this last night, I think we did break a couple runs. They weren't explosive runs, but we broke a couple runs, and that opened up some of our passing game. In the first half, we had a hard time getting that going. Again, give credit to a stout Minnesota defense, but first half, we really weren't there in the run game. But explosives are important to us. But, you know, whether you're getting from a quarterback scramble, whether you're getting it from, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, whatever it is, you know, they all sort of count the same. But just the sort of complementary nature of the run game and our play-action game, I think that means an awful lot.
Said that the run game was about 60% efficient. What was it this week? And it looks like LeSure's not running, I don't know if you want to say, as violently as he has been before, or what was the difference in Blake and LeSure?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I think that we were right around, I think we were with a little bit less than 50%. I think that I wouldn't call it anything other than a good Minnesota defense. And their job's to not allow us to run the football. And He didn't have a whole lot of holes to go to. There were a couple cuts, I'm sure you can, you know, second guess and make different, you know, as he's watching the film today. But I don't think he ran any differently.
What do you consider an efficient run on first down?
Yeah, I don't want to go into the whole.
Even on just one down first down?
No, because then next time, so, well, what do you consider efficient run on third and this and this? Let's just say, look, if it's you know, third and 1 yard is an efficient run. If it's third and 10, 9 yards is a non-efficient run. So I just leave it there. I don't want to get into all the little micro details of it. I mean, it's not especially complicated, but I just don't want to put it out. I mean, we grade, and there's a lot of different things that go into our run efficiency grading.
Do